Hello, my name's Rich, and welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast.
Hi everyone, I'm Jack, and every week we talk about football and help you with your English.
This week we're going to talk about family. The language focus is expressions that use the word run, and later I'll make another Premier League prediction.
And you have another chance to win a Samsung Galaxy tablet in our What's My Team competition.
What was the answer to last week's riddle, Jack?
Ah, yes. Last week it was Tom. His favourite Premier League team is Manchester United.
We had lots of correct entries, so congratulations to everybody who got it right. I think most people who heard Old Trafford and Ryan Giggs would have chosen Man United.
Yes, Giggs never played for any other club and has been at Old Trafford for nearly 30 years as a player and now as Louis van Gaal's assistant.
We have selected a winner at random from the correct answers.
And the fifth winner of the What's My Team competition is Volodymyr from Ukraine. Congratulations, Volodymyr. We've already sent you an email and your prize will soon be on its way.
Well done, Volodymyr. Later on in the podcast, you can listen to this week's What's My Team riddle. Last week, we asked you if there was a river that flows through your town or city.
And you made a prediction about the Manchester Derby. How did you do this time?
I was close. I got one of the team's scores right.
That's not really close. You predicted a Man United win, and the Derby was a draw in the end.
Well, not many people predicted a draw.
El Ghul from Algeria and Volodymyr, this week's competition winner, both predicted a 2-2 draw. As well as that, Rafael 24 from Ecuador, Man H 267 from Vietnam, Aragorn 1986 from Montenegro, Dana from Albania, Mirko from Serbia, Gala UA from Ukraine all predicted draws. And Nico Sonris from Ukraine managed to predict the exact result. Well done, Nico Sonris. Let's see if you can do as well this week.
I'm going to do better this week. Last week, I also learnt quite a few new rivers, thanks to comments from our listeners. Rafael 24 from Ecuador said the Chibunga River flows through his town in Ecuador. Aragorn 96 from Montenegro said the Maraca flows through his town. And Gala UA from Ukraine says the Dnieper flows through Kiev, his hometown.
Last week, we were looking at prepositions of movement. So it was great to see you all using the preposition through in these sentences.
Later, we're looking at some expressions that use the word run. So here, let's start the ball rolling and use one expression in some of your examples.
Instead of saying a river flows through my town, you can also say a river runs through my town.
So Gunnar Uzed from Uzbekistan could say the river Anhor runs through his town. And Verdmead 96 from Poland could say the Vistula River runs through her town. And Rema from Serbia could say that the rivers Sava and Danube run through his town.
There are some famous rivers in the UK too. The River Thames is probably the most famous, which flows through the middle of London. And of course, there's the River Mersey, which runs through Liverpool.
Sorry if we didn't have time to mention your comment, but please continue to write your comments and questions in our comments section, and we will get back to you.
Last week, there was a big win for Arsenal, and the Gunners went to the top of the league for a few hours before Man City went back above them after a goalless draw in the Manchester Derby.
Yeah, defences were definitely on top for a change in that one.
But we're going to talk about the Aston Villa-Swansea City match, which was interesting for a different reason. How many Premier League brothers do you know, Rich?
The Neville brothers, Gary and Phil, played for nearly 10 years together in Man United's defence.
And Yaya and Kolo Touré played together at Man City and also became the first brothers to score in the same match. But no brothers had scored for different teams until last weekend.
For the first time in Premier League history, two brothers scored for opposite teams.
The Ayo brothers have been playing in the Premier League a couple of months. Jordan is at Villa and Andre is at Swansea.
And football certainly runs in the family. Do you know who their dad is?
Yes, it's Abedi Pele, who many football experts think is the greatest African footballer ever.
And the Villa-Swansea match was probably one of the few times they have been on different teams, because they played together at Marseille in France and, of course, played together for their national team, Ghana.
And who finished on top?
It was looking good for Jordan Ayew, the younger brother, when he scored the first goal, and it looked like Villa might end their bad run. They hadn't won since the opening day of the season.
But Swansea equalised just 6 minutes later. And then with time running out, Andre Ayew, the older brother, scored the winning goal.
Do you think there might be some family arguments?
No, I don't think so. After the match, Jordan Ayew said there was no problem because they're family.
That's good news. I wonder who their dad was supporting.
We used a few expressions with the word run there. The first one was to run in the family.
If something runs in the family, it means that it is something that everybody in the family has, like a characteristic or an ability.
So football ability runs in the Ayew family because Jordan and Andre are Premier League footballers. And of course, their dad was quite good too.
I said that Villa are on a bad run. A run means a set of results. So Villa have now lost 6 consecutive matches and are on a very bad run.
We also said to run out of time. To run out of something means to have nothing left. So Villa ran out of time before they could score another goal.
We've put some exercises below to practice these expressions with run. Let us know if these words were new for you.
Right, I think it's time for this week's competition. What's my team?
Here is what you have to do. Listen to a Premier League fan who will talk about their favourite team and then write the name of the team in the comments section on the Premier Skills English website.
And for each of the 20 podcast competitions, the lucky winner will receive a fantastic Samsung Galaxy tablet.
Right, so this week our Premier League fan is Kingsley. Listen to Kingsley's riddle and try to work out what's his team.
We're back in the Premier League this season and hoping to stay there this time. We've signed a lot of new players and we're looking good. We played in very distinctive yellow and black shirts and our nickname is the Hornet. Do you know that our club president used to be the singer Elton John? He's probably our most famous fan.
Elton John? Now, it's time for your prediction, Rich. Let's see if you can improve on your recent predictions.
The big match this weekend is Chelsea against Liverpool. Both teams are on a bad run at the moment, with Chelsea losing to West Ham last week and are in the bottom half of the table. Liverpool are drawing too many matches. Liverpool will be hoping to get 90 minutes out of Christian Benteke and Daniel Sturridge in attack for the first time this season. Chelsea really need a win, but their top players are not performing at the moment. I think it'll finish as a draw, and neither team will be very happy with the result. Final score, Chelsea 1, Liverpool 1.
If you've got a prediction for these matches, let us know in the comments section below.
But you'll have to tell us early. Chelsea-Liverpool is the early match on Saturday.
That's it for today. We've run out of time. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to write your answers to the competition, your Premier League predictions, and any questions you have about the website or Football English in the comments below.
Don't forget, if you sign in, you can score points to see if you can get your club, your country, and your name to the top of our leaderboard.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.